Greetings and welcome. I want to pick up where we left off last time in verse 48 of Psalm 119, and I will try and make it simple and practical, all to do with meditating on God's Word. Here goes. Let's start by asking the question, what is meditation? This is what the dictionary tells me. First of all, to meditate means to engage in contemplation or reflection, to focus one's thoughts, to reflect or to ponder over. I like that. Secondly, to think, to form and have in your mind and to consider. Thirdly, to reflect, to think quietly and calmly about what you're reading. And fourthly, to ponder, and this is a good one, to weigh in the mind, to think about, reflect on, especially quietly, soberly, and deeply. You see, meditation is a function of the heart and mind. It's what we think about in our hearts every single day. Whether we realize it or not, we all spend a large part of our day in some form of meditation. What you and I meditate on may or may not be worthwhile. In fact, what we habitually think about is frequently, in my opinion, ungodly, sinful, unhealthy for our growth as believers or followers of Jesus. And so the first step, really, is to train ourselves to think correctly. So let's look at what the Bible says about meditation. Here's a verse, I'm going to read a few verses. Here's the first verse out of Psalm 19, verse 14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. Psalm 48, verse 9. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Psalm 77, verse 12. I will meditate on your works and consider all your mighty deeds. Psalm 119, verse 15. I will meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. And then a verse we've just looked at recently, Psalm 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. And then a verse that we're still coming to, Psalm 119, verse 148. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. And then the last one from Psalm 143, verse 5. I remember the days long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. Psalm 145, verse 3. Now, the verses I've read to you tell us what we should be doing. But this type of meditation doesn't come naturally, let me tell you, because I've got to remind you of what the Bible says in Jeremiah 17, verse 9. One of the verses I learned as a young teenager. Let me read it to you. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can understand it? So there you have it. Even the prophet Jeremiah knew that the heart is deceitful and wicked. And who can understand it? Like it or not, it's what the heart of the natural man is like. Some more and some less are evil and wicked, but we are sons and daughters of God and have been called to something better, let's face it. We are told to live lives of purity, and this purity's got to start from the inside. I'm thinking of a verse in 1 Peter 1 verse 16 which says, be holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. You see, if your heart and mind is filled with good things, you will have a tendency to meditate on good things. If your heart is filled with bad things, well, naturally, you'll start to think about those things. So how do we go about this? Well, we've got to feed our mind and feed our heart. Whether we realize it or not, your life has been formed and molded each day by the things that we look at, we read, listen to, the people we mix with, and what we think about in those moments that we're alone. For example, I suggest that you avoid watching television which shows or depicts ungodly scenes and behaviour. Don't read any books that glorify ungodliness or magazines, and avoid all forms of wickedness. Refuse to listen to dirty jokes or gossip. Don't participate in the activities of crude people. Rather be salt and light. And then don't listen to music or a podcast which promotes sin and ungodliness. Now, what's the value? What's the value to you and me as believers and followers of Jesus? Well, it's an act of will, a deliberate practice of turning our hearts and our minds to the Word of God, to life in the daily activities of our lives. You see, God wants to change us from the inside. He wants to renew our minds and our hearts that they become more like His own. However, I have to stress that it's only by God's grace and power that this can ever happen. Yeah, we can't change ourselves. I'll just read that verse from Jeremiah 17, verse 9. Our heart is desperately wicked, so we can't change it. It's only by God's grace. And God uses a number of things to accomplish this. And the primary tool is He uses His own word recorded in the Bible. If we ignore it, He can't work in us. If we use it and put it to use, He'll be able to enter into our lives and form in us what He wants us to be. Meditation on the Word of God allows its transforming power to renew our minds and our hearts. How do we meditate? Well, there are a few things that we can meditate on. The things that God has done for you and me. Think of the holiness and the perfection of God. Often I think and give thanks for His provision and protection. Think of the beauty of Christ as He comes and shares His love with you. Also, our eternal fellowship with the risen Lord. Wow! Then perhaps a particular passage of Scripture like Psalm 1 verse 1 or perhaps the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Maybe you just want to thank the Lord for your liberty that you have in Christ Jesus. You see, there's much of this reflection on our relationship that we have with God. It's thinking about His love and the influence in your life and mine. It's wondering about His awesome power and His mighty deeds. It's joyfully giving thanks to Him for all He's done and all He's doing. It is sitting in awe and appreciation of His works. It's using all your energy to understand and obey God's word. Meditation can be done anywhere, anytime. It requires a bit of planning, yes, a bit of extra effort, yes, to keep us focused, because it's work. It's also foreign to our natural state of our heart. It's something you choose to do. It's an act of the will. Meditation can be done at different times or different places. You can do it in the morning, your quiet time, maybe in doing household chores, while you're driving to work or in the train, waiting to go to sleep, or when you wake up in the middle of the night. But let me say that some types of meditation are not helpful to the Christian. So don't confuse these with true Christian meditation. The religions of the East fall into the category of transcendental meditation and the New Age. Even some forms of meditation by Christian groups are not helpful. One of the ways they try and trick you is to empty your mind. No, we don't. We fill our mind with the Word of God and mull over it and think about it and reflect on. And that's what meditation's all about. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to being with you again next time when we move on to the next verse. Until then, God bless.